We continue with our focus on Turkey, and there are a number of guests from Turkey visiting our country. And this afternoon, we chat to Umar Faruk Korkmaz, former chief advisor to Erdogan and current chief advisor to Prime Minister Bin Ali. We welcome Umar Faruk onto the airwaves of Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you for joining us. Is Turkey still recovering after the failed coup?
Yes. We recovered already. We finished our program, internal program already, and all institutions started again as it was. In fact, from this, after 2 days, everything was normalized in Turkey. Now we cannot say recovering. We recovered everything already. There is no problem. There is no security problem as it was during the time of military coup. Alhamdulillah. There is full unity among the people of Turkey, within political parties and NGOs and all religious movements of Turkey.
Yes, now in terms of the coup itself, how important is it to get to the bottom of the coup attempt plan to find out all those who are behind it, everyone involved?
As you know, Turkey is the impact of Turkey is increasing. In the regional affairs and international affairs, of course, especially in Africa. So that is why we felt that there is an international conspiracy to Turkish activities throughout the world. That is why they attacked directly to Erdogan's position, but it was not Erdogan's position, it was Turkey in this time, because they could not topple Erdogan by democratic ways, by elections, because Turkey is a democratic country. That is why they attacked directly to Turkish democracy and Turkish government and, of course, Erdogan, our president. But Turkish people with all different backgrounds and different trends stood against military coup. And alhamdulillah, we could stop tanks and helicopters and war planes. Unfortunately, all these tanks, helicopters and war planes were Turkish helicopters and war planes, but alhamdulillah, we could stop that, and we stopped military coup in this time.
Now, in terms of the role of USA, is Turkey's government upset that the USA took so long to show support after the coup attempt?
You see, there are many rumors, of course, in Turkey, but unfortunately, the United States did not announce its position against a military coup from the beginning. It was a little bit late, but still Turkey and the United States and on the same alliance in many international affairs. But I think United States has to respect Turkish democracy and Turkish people, and they must not stay or they must not keep at least those who are behind military coup and terrorist activities in Turkey against Turkish government.
Yes, that is important to see that from the USA. Many may not understand why Turkey has strengthened ties with Israel and Russia. Can you explain to us why this was done?
We wanted to raise embargo on Gaza, and we wanted to work together with Arab countries and Muslim countries. But unfortunately, we came to know that we are under embargo with our neighbors. When we had problems with Israelis, we came to know that we had also problems with some Muslim countries, especially Arab countries and Gulf countries. So when you solve your problem with Israel, you don't have problem with Gulf countries also. So that is why we wanted to finish this this embargo on Turkey. And as far as Russian-Turkey relation is concern, we have to solve this problem with Russia, because we cannot solve Syrian problem and regional problems unless we have some connection and agreement with Russian state. So there are two leaders in the world nowadays, which are Putin and Erdogan. When they are united against some regional and international problems, I think many problems will be solved automatically.
Why is Turkey involved in operations in Syria?
Because our borders were not safe. Many terrorist groups were using Syrian border to attack Turkey. That is why we want, from the beginning of the problem in Syria, we were calling for international community to have isolated areas to save Syrian people, to not allow Syrian people to leave their countries. But unfortunately, international community did not listen to Turkish suggestions. But now, I think all Arab countries and international communities and even Western countries are accepting that they make mistake in Syrian case. Turkey is in Syria only for a certain period. When the problem solved, will withdraw from Syria, as it did in Iraq, in fact, in the past.
Is Turkey still keen to be part of Europe, and why is this important for Turkey?
Sorry?
Is Turkey still keen to be part of Europe, the Eurozone, and why is this important for Turkey?
You know, when you have a part of one family, you can have also some problems. Yes, we have many common interests with the European Union, but still we have some problems also for international problems. Some of the European countries like Germany and others are behind PKK terrorist organizations. That is why Turkey is not accepting their position, and Turkey says that you must not support terrorist activities in the region. That is why we have some differences in some files, but it doesn't mean that we have differences in all cases.
We hope you enjoy your stay in South Africa, and we appreciate the insight that you've shared with us, Brother Umar.
Thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you very much. Alaikum assalam. Thank you very much.
Well, that was Umar Farooq speaking to us from South Africa, within South Africa. He's a former chief advisor to Erdogan and current chief advisor to Prime Minister Ben Ali. So having great insight on the government. Brings us on to 12 minutes to 6 on Your World Today.